Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're giving some safety guidelines for your cell phone usage. Now, we know recently a lot of information.
I wear a lead helmet.
We know that there's been a lot of information that's come out recently about cell phone safety. Recently, there was a study that said that cell phones were safe, looking at cancer rates and stuff like that.
Yes.
One of the things that they just found out is that it does increase neuron activity in the brain. We don't know if it's good activity or bad activity, but we do know that radiation coming off the phone is doing something, and we don't know what it's doing yet. And the radio frequency waves from a cell phone, they're mostly concentrated in the antenna. Well, guess what? Nowadays, those antennas, remember we used to have an antenna on the phone?
Yeah.
They don't have them anymore. It's built into the phone. And that's where the radio frequency waves are strongest, by the antenna. Now, a couple things about cell phones. First of all, the amount of RF energy or radio frequency energy is most concentrated, or the most exposure that a person gets is when the distance from the path to the nearest cell phone tower. So the further away you are, the more energy is required to get a good signal. So
yes.
Further away, it requires more energy that has to pass through you to make it happen.
Oh,
also, the signal.
That sounds dangerous.
You know when your signal only shows up one or two bars?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
More energy has to go through that. Again, you're getting more exposure that way. Obviously, cell phone time, the amount of time that you spend on the phone, that has an effect on it as well. Now, how do you determine the amount of radiation that's coming from your phone? Well, you can go to... I think you can call the FCC, but I wouldn't do that. I think if you go to the back of where you keep your battery, it'll tell you there's a place that'll show for SAR, which is specific absorption rates, that measures how much radiation is absorbed by the body, by the phone. That's one way. And apparently, I guess the rate is 1.6 watts per kilogram per body weight is the maximum allowable. You can see what it is on your phone by looking where you keep the battery.
Just share with us all the studies that say that this is really bad for you. Oh, they don't exist.
Well, we don't
know.
This
is just some alarmist.
We don't know. But I will tell you, my friends at the Environmental Working Group, they have some tips that they, in terms of which they have a list of the SAR of most popular phones. So you can go there and check to see where your phone falls in that. But here's some safeguards with your phone. If you're worried about radiation, use a headset. The phone speaker, their wire, make sure you use a headset or use the speaker system in your car as well. You do that now, Lee.
Yes, I do.
And also, here's one you're going to love. Listen more, talk less. Your phone, it gives out much more radiation
Great.
When you talk or text. Make sure you're listening and talking less reduces your exposure. Also, texting better than talking.
Because it's not near your head.
Right, exactly. And also, if the signal is weak, don't use the phone. Again, more RF waves are emitted by trying to acquire the signal as well. So those are things. Also, the other thing, very important too, kids absorb twice as much cell phone radiation than adults. So make sure you limit your kids' activity on the phone as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time. Keep well.